Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to third. Herzog moves to second. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Cheaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheaty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-1 in the game. Serve hits a pop-up towards the mound. Latman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Serve. Power reaches second base with a double. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing center field. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards the mound. Latman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Tee is hit by the pitch. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herzog hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hardy. Herzog reaches second base with a double. Lump moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Seaburn is walked intentionally. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-2 in the game. Serve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-1 in the game. Latman strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Serve throws the ball into Lump, who tags Temple, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chiti strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Held fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lump. The throw from Romano and he is out, held applying the tag. 2 outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano is hit by the pitch. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for John Romano. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Grant moves to second. 1 out. Pete Wysonant pinch hits for Barry Latman. Pete Wysonant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wysonant strikes out. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Power hits a line drive towards third. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Nixon now catching. John Briggs now pitching. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 3 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams bunts towards first. Power fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Temple covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chee-Tee hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hardy strikes out. GT throws to first to catch. Seaburn drops the ball. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Bud Daly. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.